to another edition of Talking Pylons. Let's swing it around the horn here and talk to some of the boys. We've got both Marks in one screen, so let's go ahead and say hello to them. What's been going on? You guys want to talk about your last week? We have a very important message from Mark the Juicer, Mark Levesque. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. It was your birthday last Saturday. Boys got a little sauce. You want to give a little quick talk about that?
Beer.
Way to keep it short and concise. Mark Krasminski, how are we doing?
Good. Next question.
You guys are love keeping it. Well, I'm doing all right. Just kind of living life. I didn't keep it as short as you guys. But as you can tell, we have a special guest in the house today. This man scored the fastest goal in SHL history just 11 seconds into last year's game, which also happened to be his rookie season in the league. Yet his NHL knowledge might be quicker and sharper than even that goal. And he has written countless articles for Blackhawk Up and has even been pen pals with the legendary Steve Dangle. He even runs a band and has his very own radio show, which showcases some of his favorite music. And all around, just a very dynamic and layered individual. Welcome to the podcast, John Auburn.
What up? Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. It was really kind.
Welcome.
Yeah. No problem. What you been up to?
Time for you to leave me.
Yeah. It's over.
I'll see you guys later. Have a guest.
No, I've been good. Just working. Two jobs now, so... Fun times, trying to get the paychecks rolling in, getting ready for, you know, roller season again, hopefully. It's kind of vibing out, you know. That's basically it.
We'll be thrilled to get you in another game this year, but where
Maybe
is your hockey?
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. This guy. He's ruining my interview already. Get out of here.
It was ruined when you started talking.
You're not wrong. Where did your hockey fandom and hockey career really begin? Where did it start?
I went to a Hawks versus Red Wings game in 2009 with my sister, who is a diehard Blackhawks fan. And ever since then, I've just been a diehard fan. I think it was 2009. I remember Marty Havlat was on the team. So that's definitely what I remember. He was my first favorite player. And then, yeah, that basically started. And from there, I've watched every single game. And then I started watching, the Steve Dangle videos of, his hockey knowledge, just talking, Leafs fan reactions and stuff. And I was like, damn, this is really funny. I want to start doing this. So then I started, my own blog in high school about hockey. Just started, just writing about whatever I could. Theories, articles, just game-by-game analysis. Which eventually got me a stunt with the Chicago Wolves. But ended abruptly because I was... not in college yet.
The alcohol, drinking?
Pretty much, yeah. I was just at age 17, 16, I was a raging alcoholic, so there's nothing much they could do but let me go.
There's girls that's raging. Mark's already seen it. I'm not wearing any pants right now.
Shit.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, that's
so you mentioned Steve Dangle. Is that really how you got to rub elbows with him?
So I really wanted to take, writing about hockey seriously, and I love TSN, NHL Network. Every day after school I'd watch it. I would, try and just, further my knowledge in it. And one day I just tweeted at him, and, sorry, can you hear that in the background?
No.
Yeah, it's fine, though. It's not
fucking mine. So I randomly, just tweeted at him, hey, Steve, I have a few questions, for a career path. The next 5 minutes, he followed me back and DM'd me. He's like, hey, bud, what's up? I'm like, okay. So I just started chatting with him about, hockey and, career paths and what advice he can give me. And he just told me, stick with it, be yourself. Don't be afraid to step out of the norm. If you don't want to cover hockey, cover another sport. Which eventually, I started just, announcing hockey, play-by-play in color with the Chicago Cougars for a little bit. And then the NIU Huskies. But then both wanted to stop paying me because of budget issues, and I was like, no. And then I just stopped entirely. But I kind of wish I still went at it because that'd be a lot of fun.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start – I'm going to get in touch with Patrick Kane. I'm going to mesh him, ask him how to – see if he responds.
Shit, I don't know about that one. It'd probably be a quick block.
I mean, if he responds, like, listen. Is Mike frozen?
I think he's frozen.
Who cares? But, yeah, I didn't know you typed for the Wolves. I mean, that sucks for you because, like, no one reads, really. Like,
hey, that's my line.
Well,
I did it with, like, my own branded stuff, which had, like, a decent following for quite some time, like, which was really nice. Oh, he's out.
Thanks. Just keep going.
I'm the host now?
I don't think it's recording.
Yeah, I don't think it's recording either. Yeah, it's not recording.
I don't know. Is it recording? Well, might as well keep going. Thank God. Now you can do real interviews.
Yeah.
So what is, like, some crazy shit you've seen? Because I guess you can talk to the players, right? Or kind of you...
Yeah.
A couple of them.
So, cool thing is, I have a kind of a cool story about that. So, when I was doing my stuff with the Wolves, I did it from senior year to my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And Craig Berube, head coach of the Blues, was their coach. And Jordan Binnington was their goaltender. So I did, like, a full month stint of, like, Jordan Binnington. Because I was like, he's going to be a fucking good goaltender. You know, he's a rad guy. Like, super cool, nice guy. Besides, you know, all the people hating on him for, like, his Twitter stuff and all that. And, like, his racist remarks, like, 10 years ago. But, like, he was just super nice. I got to, like, actually sit down and, like, get to know him better. Like, his family took me out for dinner. And I wrote, like, a huge, intensive article about, like, his path. Like, this guy would have pneumonia, go to training camps, like, go to practice full-time, like, didn't give a shit. He was just committed. And eventually just got his start up in the NHL when Jake Allen got injured. And, like, seeing him win the cup was so weird because I was like, I fucking know that man. It was just so weird. But now, again, you know, he's on the Blues, so I am forced to hate him. But yeah. It was fucking rad. It was rad. He's a cool guy. So is Craig Berube. He is an awesome man. Super scary, though. His hands are like the size of my fucking head. Ooh. He's a weird, crazy tough guy.
What year were you with the Wolves?
It was, what would that be? I guess 2015, 2016. I want to say that was like the full year I was there.
So it was Andre DeVoe still there? You know who that is?
I don't think he was still there. No.
Hardly that man was huge.
Dude, like, it's so weird meeting these individuals. Because I remember my first, like, professional interview. Oh, what was his name? I think I have it on my phone still. I still have the interview saved on, like, my voice memos. What's it? I gotta actually check this. Wade Megan? No, I think that was his name. Wade Megan. Yeah, that was his name. Wade Megan. He scored his first NHL goal assisted by Ryan Reeves. And, like... Obviously, you get your first NHL goal, and the next day you're on a flight back to Chicago, which suck.
Yeah.
And, like, I hated asking him these questions. I was like, hey, like, I don't mean to demean you in this interview. And he was super, like, he's like, oh, no, man, don't worry about it. It happens, you know? And it was, like, his fifth or sixth time being transferred up and back down. And he was, like, the team's leading scorer at the time, which sucked. I don't even think he's in the NHL anymore, or AHL anymore. Like, dude, it's just so weird. Like, I kind of feel bad for some of the guys in the AHL. Like, interviewing them, they're not, like, happy to be there.
Yeah. I think a lot of them accept the fact that, like, they're there long-term.
Yeah, that's, like, they're, like, if you get pronounced captain of an AHL team, like, just prepare for the worst, dude. I mean, just deal with
it. That's, like, the longest reigning captain for an AHL team.
I wouldn't be surprised with someone like Jeff Tatt.
Remember that, they go off hockey for a second. Basketball. The Lakers had that G League player, that old guy, and he's been on the team since like he was like 20 something. He was like in his 40s, and they move him up for a game. He comes in, he drops like 18 points. He goes crazy. This man hit like 5 threes in a row, and everyone's crazy. I was like, "What? You guys could have drafted him years ago.
You could have brought him up when he was young."
Yeah,
what?
Kobe.
Jesus,
man, those dudes just. Yeah, they signed. They know what they're into.
Yeah,
I mean, they're still getting paid a good, penny. So
I think a lot of
I take
it as like, I'm an older guy. I'm gonna be down here for a while. I'm just gonna help and show all these younger kids that they're bringing in everything I can.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like a mentor,
or just party.
Or just party.
The NHL be getting a little more lenient.
Who I want to party with? John Madden.
John Madden.
Do you remember when they won in Vancouver and he was supposed to like watch over Versteeg and Kane and he's shirtless in a limo, like gone? I want to party with him.
That would be sick.
I want to party with anyone from the 2010 Blackhawks team. Chris Versteeg for sure. He seems like a riot.
I think anyone that everyone in the NHL, the one man I would party with is Alexander Ovechkin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd die.
I mean, think about it. That would not end well for any of us. We would end up in Russia for some reason.
Yeah.
He would.
And it wouldn't be a long flight. It'd be like 20 minutes.
What? Because he's flying. That's it. It's like a Boeing 747, and he's flying at like 1 a.m. Fucking
text Mike. I can see where he is.
Yeah, you sent him.
Yeah, I sent him the link. Terrible house, that's what I'm saying. Did you see the whole thing with like Tom Brady and the
Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah,
that was so funny.
Did you see what the head coach said?
No, like, what did he say?
He's like, I was like, oh, what was that movie? He was like, calm down, Cheryl. It was like a meme. I was like, honestly, like my dad's like, fuck her. I said, it's not the Lombardi Trophy, it's the fucking Tom Brady Trophy. He can literally do whatever the fuck he wants to it.
That's true.
I mean, damn well, if he didn't make that throw and it fell, like, he would have paid to make a new one.
Well, that's the thing. It's insured.
Yeah.
Like, the thing's insured beyond comprehension. Yeah. I get it. You etched the name of it, but, like, that's your job. Like, your family, I guess, owns it, but that's your job, is to take care of it.
My main thing was she wasn't concerned with the fact that Gronk was laying on a boat, like, ramming it up his ass. Like, no one saw that, right?
Or... Like, last time he won, Gronk, they were at the baseball game, and he hit the ball with the trophy and dented it.
Like, they're just ballsy individuals. Like, what do you think they're going to do? Like, it's bonkers to me.
You look at the NHL players. Like, look at what they do to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's like, they
yeah, exactly.
They do, because they're on a part, it's like, they work so hard to get it that it's not, fucking, I would...
Oh, one second. I gotta make sure they're quiet out there. 1 second.
Yeah.
1 second. Denise just gave me the stink eye.
You should have gave her the stink punch. Just punch her in the face. We like physical.
Cannot do that.
Oh, well,
there he is.
Fucking hoser.
Was that still recording anything we talked about? Because it was great.
I don't even know.
Dude, just disconnect.
No, now it says recording.
Yeah, disconnect your Walmart Wi-Fi for a second.
What in the world? Dude, I had literally had to just restart my entire Wi-Fi and router. Did you guys continue without me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
We were just talking, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it recorded anything, though.
All right, Jim. Oh, God, it's already 6:37.
I mean, the top of my screen kept saying recording.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that. Now it says recording. I didn't see it beforehand.
Shit. Okay, because I paused it before I left, thinking, like, we were frozen. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pylons. Thanks for joining us. We've got both marks in one frame tonight. We'll go to YouTube first. Happy belated birthday, Mark Levesque. Mark the Truth, how you doing?
Don't answer that. I'm his lawyer, and what happened that night, we cannot discuss. For legal reasons, cannot discuss it.
Well, Mark Krasmiski, how are you? How you doing, too? I guess we'll hear from Mark Levesque later when his lawyer allows it, but as you guys can tell, we have a special guest today. Welcome to the podcast, John Auburn.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
I feel like Talking Pylons is scripted. I'm exposing us now. We're scripted people. I write all this stuff down.
I have proof that I said I don't use a script.
Can you let our guests speak? God, you guys are the worst.
We just did, but someone lost connection in a full-on interview.
Yeah, well, we had to restart this again, but it's fine. We'll get it going. We'll jump right into the interview.
It's unlike any other sport. You know, it's just a very dynamic game, all-around game. Ever since then, I've been hooked. I've watched the Blackhawks every damn year since then, through, you know, thick and thin. Even though I was, you know, a little kid, technically, didn't really know much, but I kind of just accrued knowledge over the years. In high school, I started my own blog site, which it was called Puck Thoughts, which eventually got taken down because a Canadian t-shirt company threatened to sue me, which was fun. So I lost my domain to that, and all advertised amazing, which I made a pretty good amount of money from ads on that, which was shocking. It was kind of cool. But, That's awesome. Yeah, they shut that down. I totally forgot about that for so long. But through that, I got to do some stints with the Chicago Wolves, doing some reporting there, beat reporting, which I got to meet Craig Berube and Jordan Binnington and kind of, like, watch them. Yeah, I don't know if I told you this, Mike.
Yeah, we already knew this, Mike. You're behind here.
I didn't know any of this. So I think you had mentioned that first game was against the Red Wings, and I got very excited, but I didn't know any of this about the Wolves.
Yes, so for like about a year, I did beat writing for the Chicago Wolves. I remember Lindsay White, shout out to him. He's the one who got me into that. Then I think he quit eventually down the line. But so it was a part of like an internship type thing where I would be able to go to the rink during game day, you know, VIP parking, get there, sit in the creative suite, just kind of hang out, press box, got to watch everyone and, you know, just kind of doodle up my reports for the games, and afterwards I go down to the locker rooms, pick out a few players or coaches I want to interview, grab my phone out, you know, get any spin on a story I'd love. And around that time, Craig Berube, former coach of the Flyers, now head coach of the St. Louis Blues, was their coach, and he was an awesome guy. One of the best individuals. His hands about the size of my head, like legitimately all around. Scariest man I've ever met.
You know what sucks about having big hands? Dick was small. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, you know how you prevent that issue?
Put your hands off.
No, big hands.
Oh. What does that mean? How do you prevent that issue by that?
Like, then it's gonna look small.
Like, think about this. Sorry to interrupt here, but think about this. You meet a girl.
No, it's fine. We planned on going on this tangent.
You meet a girl, and like me, you know, me being 6'2", my goal is to get a girl who's like 6'4", 6'5", so her kids are just bred to win. But, like, if our hands are big, and, like, I'm gonna be like, damn, man, come on. So, this is my advice to all the young kids out there. They don't grow small hands. Please.
Right. Usually I think people come to this podcast for some hockey advice, but, yeah, that one's fine, too, you know. Just make sure she has hands. You don't want somebody with stone hands out
there. Whoa. We never tried that yet, but I'll get back to you guys on that one.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, since we're on the topic of hands, John, you are a magic man with the puck. We won't even talk about that first goal. We'll talk about how last year in the Stanley Cup Final you had 3 goals and 2 assists for 5 points, and you had some pretty good chemistry with, you know, Captain Mike Cross, who 2021 Captain Mike Cross, and then also a little bit with me. Despite that, the Canes couldn't pull off the W last year. But tell me about your experience with your first SHL game last year, as well as what the fans can expect from you in the future.
I mean, it was really fun. I mean, I was like, because I didn't make it the last year because I had pneumonia, unfortunately, which sucked. And I was like really itching to get out on the rink. But it was really refreshing just to get out there with the boys, you know, play some hockey. I didn't expect to have 5 points. I was expecting to maybe hopefully score a goal. But, no, it was a lot of fun. I'm hoping to do it again next year. Hopefully I can get a little bit more fierce out there.
I mean, it felt bad. You know, I felt bad for – you had a great performance rookie year, and I had to go out there and stomp out some testicles, but I mean.
No, it was a lot of fun, though. It was definitely fun. I didn't expect it to be, like, so hard-hitting. We had some big hits out there. Thank God I wasn't on the side of any of them because I've had 5 concussions, so I was like – if I get hit and I nail my head on the concrete, I'm likely dying today.
I'm headhunting next year.
Well,
you
want to
pay
my
lucky funeral?
5's my lucky number, but that doesn't mean I want 5 concussions.
It's not a fun time.
We'll keep you at 5.
Don't count how many you have.
Yeah, lose count.
Pretty soon you won't be able to count.
If you remember how many concussions you had, they weren't concussions.
Tell that to my doctor.
They weren't high. What do we say about doctors out there?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, you know, what did you think that the league could improve on going into this year? Or what did you like about the league in itself?
I really liked how it was run. That was a lot of fun. The ceremonies were cool. Like, I've never experienced that. I mean, I played in, like, inline leagues around the area where it was just, like, cookie cutter. You know, you go out there, you win. Now, okay, go home. But, like, that, it was, like, a lot of fun. I like how it's one game, Super Bowl aspect. I know everyone has schedules, but I would love to do a series. I think that'd be so dope. But again, that would take so much. like scheduling in advance to get everyone there.
For the first period, you were done.
But
you guys know you're in the same interview here. Like, your mumbling is going over his. God, we're the worst podcast ever.
Right, you're the worst podcast ever. We'll take it.
I'm trying to ask this man some questions.
We'll take it from here. All right. What did you think of the game last year? It was fun, right?
Even
the
it was so fun.
What are you gonna do for next year? Not lose? Yeah, my team.
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't worry, I'll draft.
I don't get a say in that one.
I'll draft you. How did you feel when you saw the cops roll up and give Mike a ticket?
I wasn't there for that. I left. I missed the drama.
Oh yeah, you didn't know. So it's kind of illegal to throw shoot off fireworks in the state of Illinois. No, they were not homemade. What? I don't need that FBI knocking at my door. So we knew that going in, and the officer, she was like, why did you think this was an okay thing to do? And I was like, well, officer, we've kind of done it for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, so it's pretty sure we could keep doing it. So we're going to do that again this next year, so I plan on just paying the ticket again. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Jesus. But
that's so annoying, though. Like, it's just fucking fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they be cool about it and be like, oh, who won the game? Like, hang out. Oh, it's just so dumb.
I know. It's not like we're being irresponsible with them. I mean, we're running the entire production and making sure that everything goes as planned. And we have somebody competent shooting them off. So, I don't know.
Who shot them off last year?
Yeah, this is a question from Mark Levesque. Who was it again that shot him off?
My friend Mike, which would have been fine, but then this creepy stalker dude that we know showed up because he followed Mike's, like, Snap info or whatever, and showed up to the game, and I was like, why are you here? I don't like you. No one wants you here. And then he joined in shooting off the fireworks.
Is he cute?
No. Yeah. It became a two-person process, and it shouldn't have been a two-person process.
Yeah, it was slower. The year before that, we had Jesse shooting off the fireworks, and he did an outstanding job. But this year, obviously, he was playing in the game. And John talked about those big hits, and one of those big hits came from Jesse this year on his own friend, on Kevin. We should give Kevin his own interview because we've already interviewed Jesse. But in the future, we'll get them both on here and have them discuss the friendly rivalry.
I think in the montage you made, you hear me go, oh, shit, because I wasn't expecting it. Dude, he came flying like a bat out of hell.
I counted the strides, though. It was legal. It was under 3 strides. He just kind of – he did the Tori Krug. He just glided the rest of the way. Like, he picked up all his speed.
No, you can't say because he doesn't know how to skate. So, of course, it's under 3.
That's true. But that beer belly is really what made the entire impact. So,
like, gosh, we're roasting. I remember him on the bench. He was, because we were losing by a large number at that point. He's like, I'm going to hit him. I'm like, all right, man, you do you. I didn't think he was actually going to do it. I kind of called his bluff.
I feel somewhat responsible because I told him, I said, I'm like, I need a little bit more physicality out of you. Like, I know you scored already. Like, I need you in here fighting for us and stuff. I expected him to hit somebody that we both mutually knew. I didn't expect him to hit his own friend who I didn't even know. Now it looks like I'm sending him after some kid I don't even know.
What's funny, if you watch it, he tried to hit me earlier in the game. But
maybe he did try to go after you because of what I said, and then it didn't work.
He bounced off, and I go, I'm like, whoa, take it easy, man. And then he's like, fuck, I'm going after Kevin, the smallest dude on the team.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that game was a lot of fun. I remember I tried digging a puck out while skating, like, against the boards. I think that was you that was there, I want to say. And my stick got caught inside, like, the crevice, and it jabbed me in the stomach. And, dude, I had, like, the craziest weird bruise on my stomach. It was so weird. I just remember getting the wind knocked out of me there. That was a weird moment. I thought I got shot. I was like, what the fuck?
I felt so guilty because that was literally the next shift right after I Charlie horsed in both legs. So you were coming to change for me, and I was like, I'm dead. I can't. And then you had to stay out there, and then all of a sudden that happens to you, and like I'm on the bench, and somebody's like, oh my God, is he okay? And I'm looking down the boards, and I'm just like, no, it had to be John. Dude, like, that would have been so me, funny. But...
Your team was made on spare parts. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we had... How many people... We were down 3 people at one point towards the end there.
Yeah, a bunch of injuries, and then the rest of them... some of our guys couldn't skate too well, so that was like, okay, it's over. We fought the good fight, but...
It was over when I played their goal horn for the 7th time.
man.
Take it easy over there, big shoots. But
I was feeling confident after that first one. I was like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake.
You were in that game. I mean, like I said, 11 seconds in, you scored that first gun. You were like a monkey shot out of a cannon. I mean, do you play more roller or ice, would you say?
I play roller. I played roller since, like, 7th grade, I think, when I started playing hockey. Because I could never afford ice. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll be a bender. No problem. So I just started kept on playing. And I work at Hatcher Hockey in Palatine. So, like, after nights of reffing hockey, we would just, like, shoot pucks and, like, play mini games, like, all night till like, 3 in the morning and then go home. So that's kind of, like, where I like, learned how to play hockey. I don't know if any of you know, like, Steve and Bonnie by any chance. But Steve and Bonnie.
Is it two names or one? Because it's not the same.
Steven. S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Steven Bonnie. So
you have to enunciate for these two lunatics.
So he played semi-pro in France. And, like, he's just, like, one of the best hockey players, like, from around here that I've ever seen. Like, he's just naturally fucking good. And, like, I learned a little bit under him, just, like, watching him, like, fucking around with them on Friday nights. Like, the one thing he always taught me was, like, just get aggressive early, let the boys do the work. I was like, all right. So I've always seen that accountability in any league I've played in. It's, like, scoring the first goal as early as possible, just going balls to the walls is, like, super important. And, like, I've tried doing that in every single game I played in. It's just, like, a little jump start that I do. It's, like, when I did that, I was like, fuck yeah, mission accomplished. All right, I'm done for the day.
That's awesome. I'd like to play the similar style game. And the record you broke was I scored a goal 26 seconds into a game one year. And that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. Now, unfortunately, this year was the first ever game in which the team who scored first went on to lose. But the reason partly I run the league so I can look at the stats, but the stats were out there for everybody to see. The one year when I really wanted to win, I believe it was 2017, I knew, I was like, all right, this is the trend. Whoever scores first, it was like that Blackhawks versus Ducks Western Conference final in 2015. I was like, whoever scores first is winning the game, so we just got to get out there and score the first goal. So I kind of took it upon myself, and I threw one that somehow found the twine. But when you scored that first one, I got so excited, and I was like, yes, yes, we're going to win. But I hope we get to play on the same team again this year and kind of rekindle that chemistry.
100%. But I remember that play because right off the bat, someone tried to do a drop pass, but they just completely ate shit into you.
And like, it was little Sidney Crosby, as we like to call him, Jason Clement, just because they were the Penguins.
He started a fire in him, Mike.
I did. I woke up. I poked the bear. I woke up the beast. But I didn't see. I lost the puck, or he drop passed it or something, and I turned and I saw him. Like, he was literally on top of me by the time I turned and looked at him, and I was like, okay, somebody's dying here. So I tried to jump, but then our skates just got locked into each other, and so I, like, flipped over him. And by the time I got up, I just heard you cheering in the background, and then now I can look at the video and see what happened. You were busy scoring while I was, like, down on the ground. And Jason got up afterwards looking around to see, like, who he just hit, because he didn't know anybody, and where I was already off in the corner celebrating with you. He was like, oh, I guess I didn't hurt the guy.
That was the one thing when me and Jason came over the other day, and we were watching the game again, and we noticed that's the one thing that teams did different. You guys, like, celebrate hard. We just score, and we're like, let's go. That was it.
But you had some decent sellies out there.
You gotta say, no, you have to sell. The goal is to kind of let you sell. You have to. You gotta
make it. We do this every day. It's just like, you know, you wake up, you don't sell, but you woke up. You just do it. Because that's what we did.
John Aubert is going to be the poster boy for all my future hype videos, because his celebrations are just like, especially on that first goal, I was like, yes, this is the content I need.
Dude, it wasn't even a flashy goal, though. I was just trying to go over his right pad. I was just trying to, like, shovel it through, and it just bounced off and trickled in. I was like, all right, we're cool. All good. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, right there we knew. We're like, wait, oh, should we win? Then my team was like, oh yeah, let's win.
So I mentioned this next game, 2021 will be the 10th annual SHL Stanley Cup Final. So we plan on kind of going all out this year, which means the two captains will be picking defunct NHL teams for their names. Going vintage in this matchup, what two teams would you like to see in this matchup?
Whalers and Thrashers.
Wow, that was a quick answer. I love it.
Whalers and Thrashers.
100%. Thrashers. I think we've gotten votes for Whalers already. The Whalers is a big one, obviously, because the Canes have been bringing it back a lot. Thrashers is a new one, and I dig it.
I said Thrashers last time.
Did you? I didn't remember that. I don't pay attention to half of what you say.
Dude, I miss the Thrashers so much.
You know what I just saw?
Atlanta's not a hockey city, but oh my god.
Yeah, they lost two teams, Atlanta Flames and Atlanta Thrashers. You know what I just saw today? I don't know if you guys were following all the Galchenyuk news about how he got traded again. He's on Toronto now, but he started the season with, was it the Senators? And then they traded him over to Carolina in that just most recent trade. And now Carolina just traded him within the same week to Toronto. So I saw this tweet from the account Not Atlanta Thrashers, and it was like, this just in, the Atlanta Thrashers have picked up Alex Galchenyuk. I was dying.
Dude, his career is like any of us getting bored and be a pro. Like, just wanting a different jersey. Like, it's so baffling.
I'll tell you now, give him, next year he's going to Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors. You heard it here first, folks. Mark Krasinski, a.k.a.
Going to the Nets.
Mark Chris Wojnarowski over here.
Going to the Lakers with LeBron. They all do.
Jeez. Well, I did mention vintage, and we have our very own vintage correspondent here on the chat with us. This is Mark Levesque from Slam Vintage. Did you have a message from Slam Vintage?
You want vintage t-shirts? You want to buy shit that no one else has? You want to stand out with your fashion? Go buy my shit, because I'm trying to quit my job. And Mike will do the technology thing. He'll put the link in the bottom for the Instagram page and the Depop. Also, no one took advantage of the discount from the last podcast. No one commented the two hats that he put on during the whole podcast. So no one got that discount. So it's still out there. I'll leave it for one person if one person wants to go take it.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. We'll throw your Depop and the Instagram in the post-production. But moving back into our interview here, John, you obviously know your hockey history pretty well, and you have a huge love for the game, which is why you were such a great candidate to write for Blackhawk Up, which I remember reading a lot of your articles and getting a lot of in-depth and better understanding of the game and even the game within the game. So how did you get that position, and how much fun was it to be able to write for your hometown team?
Well, I don't do it anymore for them. So it was kind of, I think, like a year or two thing, because we had a really good staff who knew what they were doing. Over time, because it was with Fansided, and I don't know if you guys, like Fansided. A lot of the people there are scumbags, because I signed a contract.
Hot takes, hot takes, here it is.
Hot takes.
We're getting it. You heard it here first, folks. Talking Luis is breaking it.
Luis, who is one of the main people there, in the higher-ups, blocked me on Twitter because I called him up. I signed a contract that I would get paid per word count. I'm like, awesome, incentive to write, you know? Usually it'd be like about a 500, 800 word article, whatever they assigned me to. It was fun to like write about the Hawks and actually have people, like a group chat of people who know what they're doing, to like collab on projects and like just kind of be smarter with what you know. Like, they would literally like just teach you new things, how to look at statistics, how to like look at statistics and turn into a story. Like comparisons, and it was something you wouldn't like regularly do. These really smart people who now work for like NBC Sports and stuff, or I don't even know anymore because they're starting to shut down. But so I eventually got a paycheck. This is after a full year of writing, and it was $7.25. I'll never forget.
Crazy.
$7.
That's crazy.
Seven. I looked at it, I'm like,
seven.
They're missing a few digits there.
Seven.
Boys, get the shovels.
It's seven.
It's better than six?
So I immediately... Well, here's the thing. Because other people are getting paid $700, $1,000. Because Fansided gets a lot of ad revenue. Like, insane. Like, I looked at how much my articles made the site. And it's a lot of money. Because
one thing I did notice. When I was clicking through your articles, I'm like, damn it, another pop-up ad.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I voted against the pop-up ads because it's stupid. You can just have people say, hey, we want to put ad space on your site. So it's in a pop-up. It's there for them to see on the sidebar or above the headline. But they said, oh, no, we're not going to get enough money from that. So they sold out like a bunch of pussies. They were just really fucking annoying. And I, like, hated almost every second once they changed. So, like, we talked bad about it. So they got rid of everyone who was in charge for Black Hawk Up. And then they just let anyone write there. So right now, currently, they have some of the dumbest human beings alive who say the Hawks should trade for Dustin Byfuglien.
Yes.
They thought the Hawks should go in on Patrick Laine, which is a dream, but you can't do that in a rebuild. Not
as a man who named his dog after Dustin Byfuglien, as a man who loves Dustin Byfuglien, even Dustin Byfuglien's agent said he doubts Byfuglien will ever play in the NHL again. The guy just doesn't want to. So why would you trade exactly. for that?
It is. They're just dumb people now who work there. And thankfully, everyone who left it, now they write for the Rink, which you guys want to like read some good hockey stuff, I would follow the Rink. John Jekyll, I believe his name is, and all of them. Mario Tribasi. They're all really cool people who are really fucking smart. They're more hockey than me. Like, they're just insanely funny and smart people. I definitely, like, recommend them because they were good buddies for quite some time.
Not a big deal, just name dropping.
Just name dropping, you know. I haven't talked to them in, like, a few years, so. But, yeah, no, it was fun writing, but I would have probably rather, if I could do it over, just stick solo and just do my own blog and stuff because that was really fun, being, like, in charge of your own creative outlet.
Yeah, then at that point you can say and talk about whatever you want. Like, you don't have a set thing for that week.
Exactly. And I made more money in a month than I did an entire year on that, which is embarrassing for them. But again,
is that good? Oh, damn. Is that good?
It was when, like, blogging was just starting. Like, these sites were like, hey, you really want to use our site? Let's hand out money. You're great. You're maxing out work counts. Because I had a deal. I got a coupon code or something, whatever you want to call it, for, I forgot what website it was for blogging. And if I reached a certain word count per month, they would send me a check. And it would be like $150. I'm like, it's $150 and I'm in high school. Like, I'll take that. But, you know, I just kind of got bored of it and school hit, like college and stuff, which I probably should have kept with it. But it was fun.
I don't blame you for getting out of there if they're sending you only $7, though. But yeah. So I'd say your Wolves position was probably a lot more fun than Black Hawk Cup. But what would you say, I mean, now that you're, I guess you could call it BU days or fan-sided days are over, you know, now you're with 101.9 The Mix, right?
Yes. So I'm with Hubbard Chicago, which hosts three radio stations. So we have 97.1 The Drive. We have 100.3 She and 101.9 The Mix, which is dope. Yeah, they're dope people.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about your position there, but I mean, go ahead and give the fans a little like summary of like either what you do and especially the different, I mean, people in the Chicagoland area probably know what kind of music, you know, 97.1 The Drive and what is she? I don't know if I've listened to She 103 yet.
She is new. It's like 90s throwback music. So like you'll hear like Britney Spears, like some Katy, you know, it's Katy Perry's not 90s, but it's like throwbacks and stuff like that. So it's, you know, they're kind of cool. They're cool people. Like everyone at the stations are really cool. I don't know if you guys ever listen, if you're on the radio, listen to 97.1 The Drive. Bob Stroud is like the number one classic music rock host of all time. And he's just the most down to earth man of all. Like he's just so cool. And weird note, if any of you know or ever played Halo by any chance, Steve Downs, the voice of the Master Chief, is actually my coworker.
Really?
Wow,
yeah,
really?
I work with the Master Chief, yeah, Steve Downs.
Yeah, like, have you, like, been hanging with him sexually?
No. But it's really weird.
Don't get this man fired. This is the good job. This job isn't the one paying him $7.
This is my career. Yeah, this is my career. But no, yeah, it's a great gig. Everyone there is really cool, hanging out with on-air talents and, like, doing
and
their
the views
video
are
work.
Just incredible.
Do you talk? Yeah, it's awesome. No, so I'm currently a promotional assistant, so I work with promotions, like, prizing for all three stations, like, helping out with video creation. Right now I'm running social medias. It's, like, it's basically a job where you just kind of get to, like, be creative, have fun, and, like, work with on-air talents to represent the brand, which is super, it's super dope. Plus, we get free Chick-fil-A cards, like, every 6 months, so that's really nice. So free
Sign
lunches
me
are
up.
Dude, it's so nice. I love the job so much. But yeah, hopefully I'm hoping in the future that's the main goal is to be on air talent on one of the three stations, which 101.9 The Mix would be a fun time. Because Eric in the morning is really funny. They're all just super funny people.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, I listen to a lot more podcasts now, especially like Chicklets, and I can't stand our own podcast, though. We suck. I also can't stand the sound of my own voice, but, when I'm going to work, it's either music or that. Yeah, I know. I've listened to, like either Eric and Kathy in the morning and all that stuff that they've had. 101.9 is usually a good morning show to listen to.
So funny.
And you can't, like I said, you can't beat that view, but especially for creativity, but the commute now, you're not still in Schaumburg, are you?
No, I'm in Huntley.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved all the way out to Huntley, which is a little bit away from Chicago, especially when you're taking the train. So it's a trek, especially in the winter.
Are you a train in the morning person?
I have to be. Technically, I do take the train at night, too, because...
Yeah, he's both. This man lives a double life.
I'm both. It's a double life. I have a second family.
He's morning train man by morning, and he's night train man by night.
Well, but they're two different people.
So am I, if you know what I mean.
Saving Gotham City, one citizen at a time. Hey, so you got any interesting train stories you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah. So just this past Monday... the snow was hitting. I'm trying to get home. You know, I'm tired. It's a long day. The snow's falling. I just want to get home. As soon as the train starts, it stops. We're like, oh. Guy comes over the intercom. He's like, hey, we run into a little issue. We'll get back to you soon. I'm like, get back to us soon. Like, what could be happening? Just put the train full throttle. Get me home. Turns out I'm stuck there for 3 hours. Because a man decides it's a brilliant idea to ride his ATV on the tracks. And then evade police. Which I don't think they ever got him. Because it wasn't in the news. So that was fun. Some asshole decided to just go on his ATV and joyride with oncoming trains, unless he was playing chicken. I mean, props to him, that's a ballsy move, but definitely not when it's a blizzard outside and people want to get home. But yeah, and also got asked by a drug addict if I had stuff. Now, I'm a skinny white kid from the suburbs.
Oh, so you definitely have all the stuff in the world.
Yeah. I don't look like, you know, I sell drugs, but this man looked... just brain dead, walks up to me, and he's like,
Mark down there.
I'm like, I don't. Like, what? I'm like, what's happening? And the conductor's coming up to me. This guy's starting to get hostile with me. And he's like, hold on, is he bothering you? And I'm like, yeah. Like, absolutely. And he's like, we got this. And just screams at the man to get off the train. And thankfully, it was a stop before mine, because if that guy got off at my stop, I'm pretty sure I would have been murdered. But,
yeah,
fun times.
You said nobody. I got 101.9 WTMX, not PCP. Yeah. What are you talking about? Wrong acronym.
But yeah, the worst part is that guy, I guess, is a regular, so he's probably going to be asking me for stuff later on as well, which unfortunately... Well,
let's get him on the podcast. Let's ask Druggy Doug. Hey, how you doing, Druggy Doug? Get on up here.
I mean, he was wearing a Bulls hat. He was wearing a Bulls hat. 97 champ, so, yeah.
Yeah, you know he's a good guy, then.
Probably a good guy underneath his drugginess, but yeah.
Where did your love for, like, radio broadcasting begin? And while you were at Harper, I believe you had a show for music, too, right? And then you also have your podcast, so go into a little bit about that, too, if you can.
I have always loved radio because, one, I'm ugly. Two, it's just cool to talk on radio. So TV was never a thing for me. Plus, when it comes to music, I have, like, an infinite love for, like, I guess, like, mostly, like, punk rock, pop punk, and alternative. It's, like, all that stuff has been my life, like, since I was a little kid. Like, literally the first, like, sentient moment I've ever had was listening to music. And ever since then, it's just been, like, a really cool thing for me. I had my show, Johnny's Jams at Harper, which was one of the best syndicated shows at Harper College. But I didn't get to go to New York because, other people decided to cut me out of that. Not going to mention names, but they can fuck off.
Throw names.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't.
Do it. What's
rude of them.
Harper Hawk alumni here.
Harper Hawk alumni. But, that was really fun. I had a lot of views on that. Like, I really wanted to go into it. And then in college, when I went to Northern, I interned at a radio station out there, which is NPR. A little bit more like the boring side, like news and stuff, but I got taught a lot of stuff, which I was on air there, which was really cool. Got to talk about the election for about 6 months, which made me want to hammer my fists repeatedly every day.
If there's one thing I hate in this world, it's politics and probably also
yourself. Well, it's funny because, like, I would say I would have to report whatever, like, the main press was saying, but with an objective view. So it's just straight facts, no negative connotation in the vocabulary. So it was, like, really strict and monitored. And, like, these comments I would just see after we would post, like, my monologue or something. This snowflake! And then another person would be like, I bet he's a Trump supporter. I'm like, bro, I'm reporting the news. Leave me alone. But it taught me a lot. And, I don't know, being on-air talent for, like, a major news station in Chicago or radio station in Chicago would be so dope. And it's definitely a career I'm chasing till the day I die. That's and awesome. Plus, you know, that's six-figure income would be dope as hell down the line, so we're praying.
That's the dream. You just kind of described my life, including another NIU alum, Harper Hawk alum, and an NIU soon to be alum. But we had Nick Terranova on the podcast last week, and he's also NIU. But so you have the podcast now for your music, but you also had a podcast before, was it another blog for hockey, and that's how you got to rub elbows with Steve Dangle, right?
So awesome. I was trying to pursue, like, being on either, it was like a high school dream, like young college dream, you know how, like, you have these dreams, your mind set on it without fully thinking them out. I wanted to be on NHL Network or TSN, and like, that was nice. My full-on dream. I wanted to do it for like the longest time. And my blogs were starting to kick off. My Twitter was starting to gain a lot of followers. Like, it was just a really cool thing to be a part of. And Steve Dangle, I tweeted at him one day, just like, hey, I have some like career advice. Would you mind like DMing me? He followed me back within 5 minutes and DM me. He's like, hey, buddy, what's up? And like, we just got to chatting and stuff. And like, it was like a long time thing. We would just talk about hockey. Marette sent him like a video link to like some incredible save from like the Russian Hockey League. And he eventually used that for an on-air segment for his Dang It's or whatever, which was so cool.
Oh, yeah, I watch his Dang It's. Those are awesome.
It was so cool. So he's a really cool guy. He's a legend. Like, I watched him back in 2013. That's when I first found him. He's just a dope guy.
And, I watch him and Hockey Illuminati. He's not as much on YouTube, I don't think. He's more on Instagram and whatnot. Yeah. But those guys are always getting either referenced by the big guns, like over at Spit and Chiplets, or even in the NHL in general.
They're just dope people.
Steve Dangle, I love how animated he gets. A Zamboni driver! We lost to a Zamboni driver!
I feel so bad for him, though. Like,
being a Leafs fan,
I mean, I have an Austin Matthews jersey in here.
I didn't wear that one.
Well, I had...
Matthews is dope.
I had to buy it. Because I tweeted it, if Austin Matthews scores a hat trick in his first game, I will buy an Austin Matthews jersey.
Oh, did you have to buy, like, an add-on, too, since he got a fourth goal?
Dude, out of nowhere, because I was going to pick up food to watch the games for the night, my phone's blowing up. They're like, buy the jersey right now. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I look at my phone, it's like the most historic first game by an American-born NHLer, 4 goals in a game. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm the cheap ass, and I was like, well, I'm not buying a real jersey, so I got a China knockoff that came in 3 months, so it's all right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, not bad.
I know we touched upon going back to your love for music and stuff. I know you are a huge Blink-182 fan. You mentioned like, alternative, like pop punk and stuff like that. But you actually have your own band, too, right, that you manage?
Yes.
Do you play for it?
I don't play for them. I mean, I've done, like, little things with my friends here and there, just, like, little fun shit that we can do. We want to, like, make an album just for shits and giggles, just to, like, see what we can do. But, Authentic Pines, some of the raddest dudes out there. I never thought people under the age of 20, well, now they're over the age of 20, can make actual rock music, like, full-on rock music that sounds like it's from the 80s and 90s mixed in today. And they're legends. They're awesome. Joel Nathan and all them, Vince. I went to high school with most of them, which is cool. But no, they're rad. I did a mini documentary for them, just for shits and giggles while they recorded their album, and it was so cool.
All fake.
Everything's fake.
You're fake.
Yeah, their music doesn't exist. I'm lying.
I know. I talked to you a while back about possibly getting them as an intermission show for the game, which would be hard because Dirksen doesn't have the amenities. But hopefully one day once the league itself has the funds for it too, because you guys are pretty official. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're dope. They actually did a show with Drake Bell, I think 2 years ago, which was cool.
That's awesome.
That was rad. Now it's Drake Santana or something like that. He lives out in Spain or Mexico now.
Oh, yeah, I saw Spanish. He changed his name.
Because he beat his girlfriend or some shit. Yeah. So.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we don't condone that part. But
that's why he left. I'm pretty sure that's the rumor. So.
Did they get to play the Drake and Josh theme song when they were with him?
They did. Actually, at that show, there's a viral video that Alt Press put out of him correcting the lyrics. I forgot which part it was. But if you just look up Drake Bell corrects fans, that was at that show, yeah.
I've seen that video, too. Yeah, that went viral, like, everywhere. That was even before I knew what Barstool Sports was, and I think it was on some other platform, so.
Yeah, that was
wild. No free ads. We won't shout out Barstool Sports or anything. That's awesome, though. So that was Authentic Pines?
Yeah, that was at the Authentic Pine show, which was really crazy.
So now, how far do you guys travel for that stuff? Is it just in-state?
In-state, mostly, yeah. They do, so we have, like, a group of bands that go to shows. They do some, like, festivals here and there. But because of COVID, they're not obviously doing anything they can't. So they're kind of on, like, a pause right now. But they are getting back in the studio soon to record their third album, which is going to be really dope. Because their last album, Naysayer, was so sick. Which I got the feature vocals on. Yeah, they're on Spotify, Authentic Pines. Authentic Pines, like a pine tree.
I like pine trees.
After we're done here, I know you have somewhere to go to, so we won't keep you too long. But
yeah, all good.
We don't want you to get fired, too. But send me all the links for your of course, for Authentic Pines, and then as well as your podcast and any articles you still have. If you want to link them.
Yeah.
Yes. Send me the links of literally anything you want to promote. And if you guys got websites. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Charge.
I mean, the one dude's wearing a vintage Tommy Hilfiger shirt, so they already got my vote.
There you go.
Look at that. Oh. Making fans already. I don't know. I'd have to talk to you. I don't know much about the band world, but maybe we could get them to do some kind of unplugged show at the first intermission of this game. But
That would be dope.
Yeah, no, we'd love that. I mean, that would just grow them and grow the game. And even if they just came to watch, I mean, that'd be awesome, too. Yeah. Maybe have them sign some autographs. So I'll point to the fans and tell them, hey, that's Authentic Pines. You should go get their autographs.
Having them come watch might not be a good idea because I make fun of the fans, so.
They could probably take it. They work with John for a living.
Yeah, they'll sure take it.
He gets the hockey chirps. He probably chirps them back.
100% at every show when I'm trying to do some PR work for them, just getting shit on. This is John, our manager. Go fuck yourself. And everyone boos. I'm like, what's up? It's a good time.
Well, moving back into hockey, before we let you off the hook for the interview, you had a big fan at last year's game, and it was just Valentine's Day, so I didn't know if you wanted to give any free shout outs.
Absolutely, to Alyssa, my girlfriend. All right.
Oh, you're dating.
Yeah, she had fun. I am cuffed beyond belief.
Get him out. Is she over 400 pounds?
What?
Is she over 400 pounds?
No, she's 100% not.
I thought we were interviewing a dude with fucking beverages, so no.
Get out of here.
No chance.
Jeez. Well, we already know one captain won't be drafting you, so it looks like you're going to Mike Cross's team. We wanted to do this interview after we already had Mike Cross on the podcast to do the draft, so we still don't know where you're going to get drafted. But apparently Mark doesn't like you after that last couple comments, but you have a sick Taves jersey on from the – was that the 2016?
2016, yes, it was 2016.
2016 against the Blues, yeah, so maybe Mike Cross will be picking you just because of the swag.
Maybe.
Where do you see yourself going in the draft?
I have no idea. I'm usually going – I usually go middle of the entire draft, so –
okay.
Hopefully I stay in the middle so I can be a sleeper again. Being a safer spot. Staying humble.
Yeah. About that, I would say I think you're probably closer to the top than you think. But I know you don't have the exact rosters right in front of you, but
yeah, we'll see. I'm just excited to play again. You know, wherever I go is where I go. I'll try and do whatever I can. So, yeah, I'm excited though. 100%.
Well, John, I know you got to go soon, so we'll let you off the hook for the rest of the episode. But we will definitely get you back to talk more straight up hockey, and then even if your career. Your career should progress after this next game. That's for sure.
Absolutely. So, thank you, guys.
It's been a pleasure having you, and thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Sorry, these pleasure buffoons. Being here, boys. No, it keeps it spicy. I like keep it up.
I'll show you something spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, he's cuffed. He's got a girlfriend. No.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What? All right.
On that note, thanks a lot, buddy, and get absolutely. On out of here. Don't get fired.
I'll try not to. I'll do my best. I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Bye bye.
Thanks again to our guest this week, John Aubert. What a guy. Rookie in our league, but definitely a veteran in the game of hockey and sports broadcasting. What'd you say?
I said, but not a rookie in our hearts.
Not a rookie in our hearts. No, that's for sure. I mean, you guys got to talk up a little bit more, but not when our guests are answering
the actual questions. Don't tell me what to do.
Well, something that people told us what to do last week. And
don't care.
If it wasn't for our interview starting off the show, I would have led with this, but we did make a joke last week that may have rubbed some people the wrong way. You know, especially not just because cancel culture exists. I think I took it a little too far. I'm not going to repeat what was said, but I just wanted to apologize from my end. I know Mark's probably sorry as well. I don't want to throw words in his mouth. He can say his own apology if he wants to. But on behalf of the entire podcast, we're sorry, and we're going to try to stay within the lines. This is new to us too. I mean, we're still kind of learning and hopefully getting better with. So,
I make no promises. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, and another thing I want to go back to as well before we dive into some of our NHL facts is that back when we did a Vince Cipolla interview, I had some negative comments towards the episode and how it was portrayed and advertised after we posted it. People were kind of offended with the way that we brought up Vince's career, and they thought we were slandering some other people. I told that group of people, I won't post the personal messages that I went back and forth with Vince about, but I even asked him after the fact. I said, you know, do you think that we went too far? Do you think that, you know, we said something out of line? Vince and I both agreed that the way we presented that information was the way he wanted people to understand his journey through hockey and through the SHL, and those were just the facts that we were reporting about it. So I let those people know that if they want a platform to speak their minds and speak their end, they're more than welcome to come on this podcast and hold up their end. I'm not going to fight them, especially through Zoom, but I mean, we'll definitely hold up our end of the story and our facts and try to be as unbiased as possible. They're more than welcome to share what they believe and what they see as their side of the story, and then people can make up their minds that way. But, I mean, we're not going to close anybody off. I know this is a huge – or hope to be a huge platform one day. So we just wanted to send that message out there. Another message I want to send out there is we just got a whole lot of snow the other day. That was forecasted, okay? But the 4 days that it snowed prior to that was not forecasted at all. Why is nobody talking about these weathermen? They're getting it so wrong. They're getting it completely wrong. I don't understand. Meteorologist. But you know what? They don't even get that title from me because they've been so ungodly wrong. I've had to shovel so much. I'm tired of it. And it's not even Mother Nature's fault anymore. It's the weathermen for not keeping up with this stuff. Oh, it's not going to snow today. It's going to be 0 degrees. And then we get 2 inches. It's like, okay, well, I can't snow because it's zero. I can't shovel because it's zero. But then also, there's snow? What? This doesn't make any sense. I'm very upset. But I digress. We'll move on to some actual hockey. I just wanted to get those messages out there. Mark, you have some picks for this weekend for the kids?
I have some picks. I have fucking picks. All right, listen. First off, we're not talking about the NFL. Okay, it's over. It's over. Made a mistake. Fuck you. Fuck you. First of all, I don't fucking want to hear. We make mistakes.
I did.
Take the Chiefs -3. Take the Chiefs.
All right. Here are some picks. We'll start with tomorrow. Some picks for tomorrow. First game, Carolina, Florida. I'm sorry, Carolina's winning it.
That's tonight, actually. Unless I get the podcast out tonight. But you're talking Wednesday night?
February 17th. I'll put dates.
February 17th, okay.
First game, 4 o'clock, Carolina, Florida. Take Carolina and take the under. Florida scores more than 2 goals, which they probably will, but my lock is Carolina winning. Next game, Toronto, Ontario. Take Toronto. Hot pick. Take Toronto winning. Take them winning by 2 goals, too. They're coming out with a fucking vengeance. Chicago, Detroit speaks for itself. Chicago's been playing hot against Detroit. Detroit eats shit. Chicago. Even take Chicago winning by 2 goals. Vancouver, Calgary. This game, take the over. But if you had to choose a team to win, they both suck. Don't take any team. Fuck them. And Winnipeg, Edmonton. Take the over and take Edmonton. Connor McDavid's going fucking crazy. You like that one? Doesn't matter. I don't care about you. Next day, the 18th. Boston. Devils. Take Boston. Devils fucking eat ass.
Not in a good way.
No, not in a good way. Rangers, Flyers. Be a high scoring game. Take the Flyers.
Kevin Hayes will score a goal too.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh to win. The Islanders are like that weird kid at school who's just fucking weird. Don't touch him. Nashville, Columbus. Columbus is like the ugly girl, but you get drunk and like one time she's good. But all the time, take Nashville.
One time she's good at hockey, you mean? Yes, yes.
No.
No, that's not what I mean. Next one. Same thing, Toronto, Ontario. Take Toronto. They're going back to back. Easy money. Austin Matthews. Good man.
Buffalo, wait, what do you mean? Whoa. You back to back?
Yeah, they play 2 nights in a row.
Oh, are they playing tonight? Because the other night they were winning 5-1, and the Senators came back with a 6-5 OT win, which made
the entire... That was the other day.
Oh, sorry.
Buffalo, Washington speaks for herself. She's Washington. She's the prom queen. Take her. San Jose, St. Louis. Take St. Louis. They're like the chick at your school. You don't like her, but sometimes she just hits hard. Next, Tampa Bay, Dallas. Should be a good game. Psych, Dallas sucks. Take Tampa Bay. Arizona against the Kings. Take the Yotes. Because the Kings aren't the Kings anymore. No one. We're in Chicago. We don't like L.A. Ducks, Wild. Should be a good game. Psych, Ducks suck. You just heard it. Take Minnesota. And that's Thursday the 18th. You want me to go to the 9th? You want to do Friday too?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Friday. Chicago, Carolina. We taking? False. Carolina winning. Panthers, Detroit. Panthers winning. Easy.
Carter Verhaeghe to have a point.
Bang. Edmonton, Calgary. If you want to bet on Canadian hockey, go ahead. It's just not like... Bet the over if you want to, but... Winnipeg, Vancouver, bet the over, but honestly, you can flip a coin. I mean, take Winnipeg to win. You can take Edmonton to beat Calgary. That's pretty much for the weekend.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you mentioned Winnipeg, and I have some friends over in Manitoba, and they are known as No Name Hockey. Talking Pylons is brought to you by No Name Hockey. Are you tired of paying extra just to have the same stick as the duster on the bench next to you, named Mark Krasminski? Well, now there's an easy and affordable way to customize your gear and make yourself stand out. So without sacrificing quality or technology in your sticks. In fact, no-name hockey sticks are just as advanced as the other top-of-the-line sticks and at a fraction of the cost. They all have the same curves and flexes as well as customizable grips and colors. The pinnacle of the no-name hockey customization power is that they give you the option to make it yours by printing your name and number on the stick. I am an official No Name Hockey ambassador, and I am always using my newest white and black taper, Kane Curve 67 Flex with traditional grip and sandpaper finish blade. This is my third stick from No Name Hockey, and they just keep getting better with each new stick. But don't take my word for it. Get to No Name Hockey and get yourself a new twig today. You can also follow them on Twitter and Facebook or Instagram with the handle No Name Hockey as well. No Name Hockey.
They don't have
respect
a name.
All. No Name Hockey. Respect all. Fear no one. Make a name. Oh yeah, there it is, right at the bottom there. Pretty cool, huh? I'm really digging all the new colors that they have. I know they went with some pride.
Respect all. Fear no one.
Did I say that wrong? I believe I said it.
I just said I think. A little advice to you know, they change their slogan. Just one little thing.
I
think what I would have said was respect all, fear none, make a name.
Oh yeah, yeah, we could definitely pitch that to them.
Because I mean, fear no one. It's two words. You're going to respect all. That's two. You're going to respect all, and then fear no one.
Can you guys see my arrow on my computer screen? This is my stick over here. Obviously not my exact stick, but. I got the black and white taper, and it is clean. I named my stick Cookies and Cream because it's creamy. But, you could get all the colors, so a lot of fun there. Boys, we have a lot to talk about, but some things that we missed last week. The AHL season began on that last Friday. The Wolves here in Chicago are not playing in their regular arena, that is the Allstate Arena. They're playing at their practice facility, the TriFan Center, right over here in Hoffman Estates, because they can't have fans anyway, so why pay the rent over at Allstate Arena? Might as well just play at your practice facility. There are no fans in any of the AHL arenas, to my knowledge. Actually, some may, but that's either West Coast or whatever. AHL were pretty strict about that, so they're trying to squeeze in a season. I also went to an ECHL game between the Wheeling Nailers and the Indy Fuel. I was down in Indy in true Blackhawks fashion. They had a 3-1 lead going into the third, blew that in overtime 4-3, which actually you could call that Leafs fashion these days. But, Biznasty's old team shoved it up my hoop, sandpaper finish, no loop. Going back to that game itself, it was a fun game. ECHL is allowing limited capacity, and you can wear masks. So I thought it was a great atmosphere still, even though there was reduced number of heads in the crowd and just some fun, exciting hockey. ECHL is doing whatever they can to stay alive. So if you guys are in the area of an ECHL team that you know of, get out there, help them out. Those guys could really, really use it. But now what you guys wanted to talk about is getting into the NHL. So we won't talk about their affiliates anymore. The Wolves are no longer an affiliate for a specific team. The Henderson Silver Knights are now the new AHL affiliate for the Golden Knights.
No one gives a shit. All I care about is FanDuel now has the KHL. You can bet on the KHL on FanDuel. First of all, let's talk about that. KHL better than AHL. Who gives a shit? EHA, ABCD, fuck them. KHL, where it's at. Give me some of that Russian gas. Give me some of that shit. And let's fucking go crazy. There goes my fucking bankroll. There goes everything. Once the EHL can bet on it, okay, cool. I respect it. But till then, AHL has my vote.
Mark just casually pulling the screen over to him so that he's actually in the frame for once. I definitely agree. KHL is pretty
look
cool.
Look at these names. Say that for
love a second. Love to have ads all over your jersey.
Like, these are real team names.
Is Nydorf on there? I know that one. What are the team names?
Peace, Akbar Kazem. Salut, Yulfuva.
We're going to have targets. Final back. KBG agents are coming after us after this.
Arzotomobilis. Jekernberg.
Should be a red dot.
goodness. Fuck the spread. Fuck the over-under. They say who the fuck's winning. And that's complete.
As I was saying, Henderson Silver Knights are now the new affiliate for the Golden Knights. They rolled out their silver helmets, and then the Golden Knights went up to them because they're the NHL team, and they wore gold buckets. What did you guys think?
Thickest fucking helmets in the NHL. Cool, we do black. Fuck you. They said, fuck it, we're the fucking best team in the fucking league.
I have to admit, I didn't like them at first, and then they kind of grew on me. What did you think, Levesque, since you can get to talk on this podcast?
About the helmets or the team?
The helmets.
Oh, sick. They're fucking dope.
Really? Wonderful analysis. Love it. Getting into some...
What else do you want me to say about it?
I don't know. I was reaching, but... We were talking about AHL before this. I mean, what do you want? I was telling you about how the Wolves aren't an affiliate for anybody. Actually, they are. They're split between the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes this year. So some of their prospects will go up to be Canes. Some of their prospects will go up to be Predators, which is going to be interesting. Most of the reason is because they want to be full-time Hurricanes. What?
The phrasing that you used was a little odd. Some of them will go up to be Canes. Some of them will go up to be Predators.
Okay, all right, yeah. They should probably change that team name, but they're...
No, just the way you said it should be phrased better.
Nope. They should change the team name. That way I don't say it that way. Their farm team always used to be the AHL Milwaukee Admirals, but they're not allowed to play this year due to COVID restrictions, so they got to get talent elsewhere. The Rockford IceHogs are still the Blackhawks affiliates, and like I said before, the Fuel are the Rockford IceHogs affiliates.
Is it COVID
and so on.
Is it Milwaukee, or...
I guess the team decided to opt out of the season due to COVID restrictions and COVID reasons. I don't think it has to do with Wisconsin's laws. I think it's more of just a team decision. But we want to get into our actual NHL talk because that's where it's at. Other than the KHL, nothing against the KHL. I know you can bet on them now. So we missed McDavid's goal. Last week we were going to talk about that when he took it. That first of all, they were in those retro reverse jerseys, which we clowned and said that they didn't do the homework, and those were awful because it basically nothing was changed. However, because the lettering is no longer like the black lettering, it's orange, and the pants were orange too, and they looked like creamsicles out there. I was kind of digging those. What did you guys think about the goal? He basically took it end to end.
That's kind of David. One of those things where he just does it. It's like, you sit there like, oh, I'm sick. And then you're like, oh, it's Connor.
But then you're going to see it next week.
Yeah.
That man's just...
Yeah.
He's so consistent. Like, definitely goal of the year candidate right there. But then again, most of his highlight reel ones are. I didn't like...
There's been so many good goals.
We'll go to the retro reverse jersey expert, because he's a vintage expert. We'll call you that, since we already have Chris Minsky as our line A expert. What did you think of the Toronto? Well, I'll throw up the Edmonton question as well. What did you think of the Edmonton's retro reverse, but also those Toronto ones? I didn't like those. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see either of those? What are your opinions?
I saw the Toronto one. I wasn't a fan. I'm looking at the Edmonton one right now. I don't know. Toronto jerseys, to me in general, I'm not a fan of them. Like, the blue and white is nice. It just doesn't do anything. Like, it doesn't pop for me.
I do like when they got to the new symbol and it's more frailed out on the leaf. And I also liked their Stadium Series jerseys that they had against Washington when they had the all white. But otherwise, yeah, I see where you're coming from. And I didn't like their reverse ones.
Now, for the Oilers one, are you talking about the one that's blue and orange?
It's mostly orange and it's white. But don't just look at the jersey. Look at the entire pants.
Yeah, that one?
The pants are orange, too.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, like, I didn't like the jersey itself alone because I was like, they really didn't do much to it. But then when you put it with the pants and the socks.
Yeah, regular, like, blue pants, it would have been like, why?
Yeah, it wouldn't have looked anything different.
Yeah, the orange pants, no, yeah.
Those are sick. But we do have to give some credit to the Leafs. Matthews had an absolute bomb of a goal right after McDavid, which, I mean, whew, that guy's on fire. Mark, what did you think about that goal, Krasinski?
What
Markle, was that again? Sorry.
Matthews. I know. Well, this is stuff we should have covered last week, but Matthews' goal. Let me see if I can pull it up. I'll throw it in the podcast, but I'll send it over to you now. I believe it was gosh, it's going to take me like forever to find now. Let me just go to the Toronto. Matthews was I believe it was the game winner, was it not?
Just explain it to me. I don't have to, like, I've seen it, but I don't know which one it was.
And it involves me going back to find it. We're so good at this.
Was it on the 6th?
Was it against Vancouver?
Against Vancouver, it was a rocket from the slot.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now. Yeah, it was a fucking rocket. What do you want? It's fucking
that. That was unreal. Which one were you talking about, though? I want to know what.
It was a move. He was coming down. He lost it. Vancouver tried to clear it. He comes in, goes forehand, backhand, forehand, tap in, blocker side.
That might have been the one I was talking about, originally, but I can't find it.
It was a good move.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Toronto's Instagram is like, they don't post stuff the right way. Who am I to tell them out? But you know who's been just as on fire, though, as both of those top two stars, I would have to say, and this isn't just me being a homer, is Alex DeBrincat. I mean, this man, a lot of it I would attribute to him being on the same line as Kane, and those two are just combining. But you look at what?
Suter.
Oh, Pew Suter. Don't even get me started on that, man. He is the next demigod. He is phenomenal. He's awesome. I mean, I know Kubalik got the game winner last night, but he had the assist on it. The Hawks have won 4 out of their last 5 games, all coming in overtime fashion. And there's been pretty much a different hero in every single one of them, other than the 2 goals from DeBrincat, which were 2 assists by Patrick Kane, which were excellent sauces. One of them was a little chunky, and that led to DeBrincat's batted out of the air goal. And that was just amazing to watch, too. I mean, the man's got hands. But what do we think, boys? Are the Blackhawks real?
No.
Nope.
Questions there.
I didn't. I think we'll get one more win against the Red Wings tomorrow night, just because it's the Red Wings. But we're about 1/3 of the way through the season, actually, if you look at the numbers, which is interesting. I mean, we're going pretty quickly here. And they actually are overperforming for where they're supposed to be. I feel a sudden drop coming, and I'm not ready for it. But when you got, like you guys mentioned, Pew Suter, Dominic Kubalik. What are some other names that stuck out to you, Levesque?
Walmart.
Yeah.
Lucas Walmart. Not Walmart. Walmart. Live better, save money, or whatever their slogan is.
I think Columbus is going to scoot in. They're going to knock the clocks off.
I really like the play from, I mean, Zadorov's been physical. And then also, I like the play from Zadorov. He's been pretty physical, getting in there. How about Brandon Hagel fighting Patrick Laine, though? We'll go to the Laine expert on this one. Laine kind of got rocked there, bud, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he should change.
There's no other way around it. He did. I go, fucking, he's a big goof.
That was fun to watch, though, seeing that guy. Hagel is still yet to score his first NHL goal. You know who's been on the score sheet too? The one I was thinking of that's been on fire as well is Nicholas Beaudin. Pronounce it Beaudin.
He's huge.
He is. Him and have you seen Soderberg? Soderberg's almost as tall as Chara, but I mean, he's no rookie. He's been with a couple different teams. Yeah. I think he was actually on Boston too for a time, wasn't he?
Maybe.
We got him in the trade for Saad. He came over with Zadorov. He was the one, Soderberg, he couldn't get his visa in time to join training camps and then also quarantine. So his season got a little delayed. But, man, to have some big guys and a physical presence is always nice.
Well, they have to use their physical presence. But can we talk about the elephant in the room? Lincoln is not good.
Okay, I will see you on that. However, I do believe that he's shown signs that he has the potential to be that next good starter, and which I don't think any goalie on the Hawks has shown thus far this year or in the last previous couple of years, other than Robin Leonard, and we all know how that ended up.
But I think what's happening with Lincoln is he's having great games, but our team is playing great. And it's kind of like skewing the numbers for him.
It could be. I know the Hawks, though, have always been, you know, touted as not having the best defense in the last couple of years. So, you know, despite us playing great, I still don't think there's a playoff style defense in front of him. And so I think there is credit to give him, or credit's due. Krasinski, what do you think?
I don't know. It's with the Hawks, it's, they play good, they don't play good. They don't play good, you know, we get fucking triple piece. We play good, we win. I mean, well, I mean, sometimes we win against teams that aren't that good. But,
this guy.
But, I don't know. Watching them play, they're doing what they're doing. They're trying, they're doing their thing, and if they actually play consistent. But I feel like when they run up against teams that are high competitors who are just, like, I think coming up against the Canes will be a good test to see how they play.
It'll be a good test for the Canes, too, who have been kind of rocky these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know what you're saying. I think Dallas just had a really off weekend. Going into that weekend, they had lost a game at home. They were in those beautiful jerseys. Let's talk about those jerseys for a second. Those aren't even their retro reverse. Those were just those Skyline ones. They have a building in Dallas that has lights at the top, and they change the color of the lights for different occasions. So, like, if the Stars win, it's a neon green. They do have a beautiful skyline down in Dallas, and that is what these outline jerseys are supposed to represent. What did you guys think of the glow-in-the-dark ones?
They're cool. I mean, you like, and I like when teams do the jerseys. I mean, it's cool. I mean, why do the same jersey? You have the opportunity to switch it up. Why not switch it up? They did it the right way.
Mark? Other Mark?
I mean, I like when teams do that. It has to be done the right way, though. And I would like to see more of it. Like, because, like, in NHL, when I play, like, I create so many different jerseys for franchises. And, like, I just take random logos that work with what they have.
I didn't get the Joe Fadusters jerseys out there.
Those are sick.
Those are rock.
Agree with me, but, no, I don't know. It's, like I said, I really didn't watch a lot of NHL this week because busy with other stuff. But I think the next podcast, yeah, it was his birthday, so we really didn't catch up on it. I think the next podcast should be kind of more heavy on the NHL and standings and stuff like that. Because right now,
definitely.
I'm just not as prepared for the NHL. I was ready for the interview, and
no, that's fine. Well, we were supposed to be doing a longer interview with Johnny. We were going to kind of save the NHL stuff so that we didn't ramble on long.
Yeah.
He had to go early. We didn't want him to get fired, so yeah. We'll definitely be bringing him back on. And we'll definitely be talking more retro reverse jerseys when the Hawks unveil theirs, which they have yet to do, and I'm excited to see when that happens. So I like them. Let's see how they do. It might be a case of Edmonton, where you don't really like them until you get to see them in the full unis. But we already talked about the Vegas Golden Helmets, which I think were one of the hot items of the week, other than the jerseys. But did you guys see that Fleury save? That's the last real big one that I'll talk about. That was candidate for save of the year.
He's always best goalie in the fuck. He's the most consistent goalie
ever. He is acrobatic and just crazy. Do we see him as the starter, or do you think Leonard still is carrying that title over in Vegas?
I that's why Vegas is so good.
They don't need a defined
starter. Like I said, every year with Vegas, it's like the Pittsburgh Penguins, Murray and Fleury.
Yeah, 1A, 1B.
You go with the hot.
It's whoever's playing good. That's who it is. Whoever played better in practice, you put them in, and fuck, that's how you win. That's how you win two cups.
And in that scenario, like, it comes down to, like, okay, Fleury's hot for two games. That's going to piss Leonard off because he wants to start.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to turn it around in practice, get his shit together, and it's in the same concept. It goes back and forth.
A little healthy competition between the two of them. Yeah, that's always an added bonus, and that's kind of what the Hawks had until they traded Leonard away. But it's like you mentioned, that's what Pittsburgh had before they traded Fleury away. But that was, you know, due to an expansion draft reasons. But
yeah, but I feel like I said, there's gonna be a lot more stuff for NHL. So I think next podcast we're just gonna go totally NHL to really talk about, because we're running a little long here.
Yeah, we'll kind of wrap some things up. I just have one more message. We're talking about Pittsburgh. Ron Hextall was hired as GM, and Brian Burke was announced as president of hockey operations. Ron Hextall, former Flyers legend, is now on the other side of Pennsylvania. What do we think about that?
Only thing that matters is if they're winning games. You can put whoever the fuck you want in office. If they're winning games, it works. So we don't. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know. It's good. It's bad. Like you said, people get hired. You're like, oh, they're gonna be great. They're gonna be great. Great. Like someone named Dan Bowman. But how's that working out?
And then you get guys. Get me started.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get guys who, you know, it's like, oh, okay, he hired. Actually, you know, they're a fucking dynasty.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see how they handle things, but I think it's too early to tell. I mean, we're not Pittsburgh. I mean, we're not big. I like Pittsburgh. We're not Pittsburgh natives or fans, so we really don't have big opinions on it. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if it plays out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, fucking bad choice there, buds.
That happened after Jim Rutherford, their former GM, had to step down for personal reasons. So it was kind of a quick decision, but with Hextall and Brian Burke, I don't know if you can really go wrong. Those are two legends that really know the game, but I digress. Once again, we will move on from NHL and save a lot more for next week. Next week, we will have Mike Cross on. We will be talking about, finally, the SHL draft. We'll be able to get some drafts going on. That doesn't happen, folks, like it did this week. It'll be the next week. And we promise we will...
The next week.
I have to throw that clip in here, too, because one more NHL topic. That was the funniest thing that the Coyotes posted. They were playing the Blues 7 times in a row. Not 7 days in a row, but 7 times in a row. And after they beat them one game, they posted this clip from SpongeBob.
Oh, but I will, even if I have to come back tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And the next day, 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 and the next day.
Phone call, Mr. Plankton.
And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day.
Like, I'd rather be silent. You can just mute us while you...
That's true. I could just mute us out. I didn't want to miss anything that we were saying because... You know, we're beautiful. We're always so important. But now it is time for my favorite segment of the night, where we talk about the best ODR of the week. And it's called Pond of the Pod. And this one comes to us from ODR Heaven on Instagram. This is Sam Tarian's indoor, it's inside a barn, Sam Tarian's indoor rink, which is sick. My question, though, is how strong is that wood? Because you shoot enough pucks at it, like Matt D'Amelio misses the net on my indoor garage setup, and you start to crack some of those wood boards. But
well,
I believe
there, SMB has the money to replace the boards. Pretty
cool. Yeah, I mean, look at this thing. I mean, that's probably... I mean, you can't necessarily heat it because you got an ice rink in there, but I mean, it nice that it blocks the wind, so you're not freezing cold out there. I think it's maybe around the same size as mine, maybe a little smaller. The biggest thing is you don't have to shovel it. Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's wider than yours.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, because, I mean, size of the goal and everything. Yeah, I mean, look at this. The lighting is just so perfect. I'm very excited. I can't really tell this little emoji guy over here. I don't know what he's supposed to represent.
Wearing a helmet and a hockey stick.
Yeah, I know.
Habs fan.
I can't see. Yeah, definitely a Habs fan. I believe this is the same Tarians that played for the Habs. But I was trying to look up that information, and there wasn't any associated with the actual post. But just a phenomenal job here. They look like they got all their supplies for grooming the ice over here. Maybe some cones to some talking pylons over here. It is me. That's the traffic cone that I am. But you're over here. Where's the trash can? I saw it earlier. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably in the back here somewhere. But yeah, what a rink. This is a thing of beauty, beautiful boards, and I am very jealous. So that is Pond of the Pod for this week. And we have one more just message from one of our sponsors that we would like to get to.
Hey.
Yeah. Talking Pylons is brought to you by Rosie O'Reilly's Irish Pub and Grub, located at O North 131 North Gary Avenue in Wheaton, Illinois. Rosie's is your game day destination for all Chicago sports teams, or your birthday destination if your name is Mark Levesque. These guys went to the School of Greatness, so you know the atmosphere was killer. It definitely was this weekend. And best of all, they're an Irish pub, so you know they have the liquor game on lock. And if you gander that I'd be a wee bit racist, just know that I'm a quarter Irish, so you can kiss me arse. If you happen to catch the Jofa Dusters there, which we were this weekend, and some people that we invited didn't show up, so you know who you are, you could have had free drinks on us. Well, on me. Damn it. There goes my bank account. But yes, if the Jofa Dusters are there, drinks are on us. They just installed new gambling machines, so bring your mask and have some fun, fun in a safe, friendly environment. It's not this pigeon hockey player Ryan O'Reilly everybody keeps hearing of. I don't even know who he is. Is he like somebody important or something? I'm pretty sure he's a fourth liner.
Like a can of beer.
Yeah. No, this is Rosie O'Reilly's. Located just south of the Cosley Zoo and Geneva Road at O North 131 North Gary Avenue in Wheaton, Illinois. Rosie O'Reilly's. Right. Sleeveless shirts are a no-no. Shoes are a must. Try to keep a civil tongue. Please refrain from lust. Enjoy responsibly. And that is what the boys did this past weekend.
Lust? No. I didn't have sex with Mark.
No. It did not happen.
Who's better with me right now?
Well, I definitely want to end this podcast, that's for sure, after all that. But, boys, any last words? Yeah. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week, and hopefully have some draft news for you. And Michael Cross, 2021 captain. Love you, fans. Love you all. You guys are great. Stick with us. And thanks again to Johnny Aubert. Awesome interview. We'll get him on again in the near future. See you guys.